Kindles have mostly replaced them. But do you remember the feel of a good book in your hand? How the pages feel as they turn? The anticipation of the next first word on the next crisp page. Books are to study. Books are to enjoy, to ponder, and to quote. Books are with us wherever we go. Their words are with us, and the words guide us. Is your time spent in the Holy Book of God more in study or just soaking? Is it in analyzing or resting? Well, this meditation from the first chapter of Joshua will help you soak and rest in God's narrative. There is time for study, but this time is for stillness in His Word. For God to be with you wherever you go. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. We will be together for about 15 minutes. But let's start now by taking a moment to arrange yourself to be mindful, aware, and present with God in this moment. Just relax your eyes and your posture into one of stillness, both softly closing as you become present with God, His Spirit, and His Son. Do you have questions as you read? Well, there is time for answers. But for now, just be aware of the mystery of God. Be satisfied with letting God's presence through His Word permeate your mind here. Let this continuing time of silence just naturally transform into a prayer, not of words, but of presence. So encounter God here with your mind, your heart, your body, and soul. Let your prayers be less about asking and more about being, less about talking and more about listening, just being satisfied being near Him. So encounter God now in your way, with your heart, and in your time. And now start to become even more intentionally aware of God, alert to His Spirit and mindful of Christ through your breathing. If they weren't before, just begin to close your eyes as you breathe deep, slow breaths now from your stomach. Don't control or change the pace, just be aware of it and notice it. Continue with the prayer from Joshua from this passage. Lord God, You are with me wherever I go. As you breathe in, silently whisper, Lord God, You are with me. As you exhale, silently think, wherever I go. Just keep breathing and praying, Lord God, You are with me wherever I go. Lord God, You are with me wherever I go. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of you breathing the breath of God as you whisper, Lord God, You are with me wherever I go. As you become more aware of God in the present, Begin to take note of what you feel in His presence. What emotions do you feel with Him near? Do you ever feel distant from Him or Him from you? Well, He is with you wherever you go. Stay there centering on that truth for 1 minute. Your mind will drift, and that's fine. Learn to focus back on God as an exercise to strive for in this time of meditation. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. You will listen to it in 3 separate times of widening reflection. Don't try to analyze or interpret. Just simply be aware of His word for now. Listen to this first sacred reading. It's natural for God's Spirit to center your mind on something. So listen for that something now. From Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 from the English Standard Version. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? We'll remain there for another moment. What were you aware of in this passage? Did your mind drift in and around that? That's fine. Just note that drifting and return back to the centering thought the Holy Spirit gave you once more. Listen once again to this passage, but with a bit wider view to verse 7 from the Good News Translation. Be determined, be confident, and make sure that you obey the whole law that my servant Moses gave to you. Do not neglect any part of it, and you will succeed wherever you go. Be sure that the book of the law is always read in your worship. Study it both day and night. And make sure that you obey everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Remain in meditation as you become aware of God's Spirit guiding you in the truth that the Word of God is to be read, studied, and obeyed. It's also to be rested in, soaked in, whenever and wherever. What does it mean for you to meditate day and night? As your mind drifts through the answer, let your drifting thoughts drift back to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. listen to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective from verse 7 and 9 from the Amplified Version. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do everything in accordance with the entire law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the left or the right, so that you may prosper and be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed or intimidated, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed. Just imagine sitting in front of a brand new book from your favorite author. How does the book feel in your hand? The cover? The crisp sound of the pages first opening in your fingers, the spine crackling slightly? Your eyes fall on the opening words. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. And so the journey begins. And you can't put the book down. You schedule your day around it. You cancel meetings to read just a bit more. And even when not reading it, the words still echo in your mind. Recall that feeling here, now, of reading a new, highly anticipated, new novel. As you were present in your imagination reading a new novel, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. How you felt with the novel is true meditation. Words, thoughts, and images transforming you. Being mindful of how they fit into your life. And being aware of how your life compares to them. So meditate here on how the Word of God can permeate every aspect of your life today. You are letting other words affect you. So what is the effect of God on your day? As you close your time, just return to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation. Lord God, you are with me wherever I go. Let the word wherever guide you today. Let that be your prayer today. Now let me pray too that you remember to not let the presence of God depart from you, that the Lord God is with you wherever you go. keep his presence in what you say, in what you read, and what you meditate on all day. Meditate so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is given to you from God. Meditate to be strong and courageous. Amen. So today you have the opportunity to be present with God all day. Expect Him to be present, not only in morning prayers or daily scripture or worship on Sunday, but His presence to be present in every word, every thought, every hope and dream that you have. So be mindful of His presence today. So when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your day, fully expecting an encounter with God, because He is with you wherever you go today.